I may have one or two little things, Pierce said. Springhill Jack held his cards close, Edgar said. I know that for a ring fact. He was all swelled mighty and important, but he kept it to his chest.
Jack's put in lavender, Pierce said curtly.
This was, as Edgar later explained it, an ambiguous phrase. It might mean that Springhill Jack had gone into hiding. More often it meant that he was dead. It depended. Edgar didn't inquire further.
These one or two little things, could they be crib jobs?
They could.
Dicey, are they?
Very dicey, Pierce said.
Inside or outside?
I don't know. You may need a canary or two when the time comes, and you'll want a tight lip. If the first lay goes right enough, there'll be more.
Edgar downed the rest of his whiskey and waited. Pierce ordered him another.
Is it keys, then? Edgar asked.
It is.
Wax or straightaway haul?
Wax.
On the fly, or is there time?
On the fly.
Right, then, Edgar said. I'm your man. I can do a wax on the fly faster than you can light your cigar.
I know that, Pierce said, striking a match on the countertop and holding it to the tip of his cigar.
Edgar gave a slight shudder. He did not himself smoke. Indeed, smoking had just recently returned to fashion after 80 years, and every time he smelled the phosphorus and sulphur of a match, it gave Edgar a twinge from his days in the match factory. He watched Pierce puff on the cigar until it caught.
What's the lay to be, then?
Pierce looked at him coldly.
You'll know when the time comes.
You're a tight one.
That, Pierce said, is why I've never been in, meaning that he had no prison record.
At the trial, other witnesses disputed this claim, saying that Pierce had served 3.5 years in Manchester for cracking under the name of Arthur Wills. Edgar said that Pierce gave him a final word of caution about keeping silent, and then moved away from the bar, crossing the smoky, noisy Bull and Bear, to bend briefly and whisper into a pretty woman's ear. The woman laughed. Edgar turned away and recalls nothing further from the evening.